thoroughly cleaning up coal ash ponds at the Coal Strip Power Plant would lead to a significant number of jobs, according to a new report. The Northern Plains Resource Council and International Brotherhood of Electric Workers 1638, representing maintenance and operation workers at the plant, studied the cleanup of other coal plants across the country. It found the less intensive method called cap-in-place, proposed by coal strip plant owners, may employ fewer people, compared to a thorough cleaning process known as excavation. Lead report researcher Kate French says plants in North Carolina provided case studies.
From those cases, we can see that excavation tends to employ a lot more people. And this really follows kind of general industry knowledge that excavation requires a much bigger workforce.
The report found excavation employed as much as 90% of the plant's workforce for cleanup. Coal ash ponds can leak into groundwater sources, becoming hazardous to humans, livestock, and wildlife. The report says ponds at Coal Strip, which cover about 800 acres, leak about 200 million gallons of contaminated water a year into the ground. The plant owners have to retire two of their four units by 2022. Plant owners aren't legally required to excavate the coal ash ponds, and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality is currently reviewing the company's cap-in-place proposal. But French says a thorough remediation of the ponds would make Coal Strip more attractive for future economic development. She adds the owners have an obligation to the community to clean up their own mess.
Really, it's on them to figure out a good way to pay for it, because if they don't do it right, it's going to be the taxpayers who have to pick up the slack on that.
French says the power plant's workforce already has many of the skills needed for the excavation process, but would have to convince Talon Energy and the other owners to hire them.
This really could be a good potential for the community. It's just that the community is going to have to demand this, because Talon hasn't indicated that they're going to hire the local workforce to do this work, but we feel they really should.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.